nosso isapano.
One of our brothers here, brother Joseph Kavasa. Sure you know that elderly brothers of ours.
Mzee Muhammad Ichikuruya, brother Joseph Kavasa.
He went on to be with the Lord. It was unfortunate the word reached us very late.
Chaga chino suwi sande chaguti shoko iraka zushko katiri pasi
nanguwa. And so we managed to go there yesterday where they were having the memorial service.
Taka kwanza kwenda kwenye zuru pamoja na memorial.
And people were speaking well of the message, and we want to thank God so much for a life worth lived, so that people saw God in His life.
We
just pray that some of the family members might also be able to see the light because of his life. Also yesterday we received also news that Sister Madamombe went to be with the Lord.
Sister Madamombe vakafanotungamira kuno vanashe.
That is the mother to Brother Tatenda.
Mai va Brother Tatenda.
So let's pray for the family. The Madamombe family is also Sister Munyurwa and family, that the Lord will comfort them.
Nyengetero muri kwa Madamombe na Sister Munyurwa mari dai vangava nyaradza muri.
Arrangements are not yet in place, but people are gathered at number 8275 Glenwood.
Urongwa usati wanyazojeka asi vanhu vakaungana pa number 8275 Glenwood.
So they say you go, if you want to go, you go via Airport Road.
Anzikana mushida kuenda ko munofamba na Airport Road.
And then at the main entrance gate you turn left.
Pa entrance ombe moenda kuruboshwe.
You turn another left.
Muva mai tarungoruboshwe.
So that's a double left turn.
Saka muno yenda kuruboshwe muva mai yenda kuruboshwe zvekare.
And then you pass a bridge.
Mupfuura bridge.
And then they say you pass a junction.
Hanzi munozopfuurawo mararatano.
And then you see a green container on your right.
Hanzi ipapo munozoona container re green.
And then they say just soon before the green container you take your left turn. That's a dust road.
Hanzi musati masvika pa container green movha mainda kuruboshwe mu road ye guruva.
And there is a number that was given for Brother Solomon Madamombe, who he can give you final detail or even the directions.
Pani nari dziripano ta Brother Solomon vanogona kubatsirai kana muchida kuenda ko musvike zviri nyore.
0771
number idzi ndidzo dzi 0771 063
8 01. My friends on the projector will stream that number. I'm sure you enjoyed the song's service. I did as well. And my friends, the musicians, they are doing very well. You know, tine Trinidadi yedu kuno.
You know, we've got our local Trinidadians here.
Sure you remember, you know, that sister on the guitar from Trinidad, you remember?
That's
your sister.
Your sister playing a guitar.
My sister not to play a guitar.
Even the sisters can also pluck the guitar.
Brother Sisia is sang well, and he came with his wife and child today.
Brother Sisia vaimba zvakanaka vauya ni mudzimai wavo ni mwanasikana wavo.
Sister Sisia, where are you?
Muri papi hanzvadzi.
Oh, there she is. Okay, you can stand.
Munogona kusimuka henyu.
Okay, and the little girl there. God bless you. You can take your seat.
Maria Koropa Fadzi, Mungagare Nipasi.
And then Brother TMK says, and awareness is see.
Brother TMK, Varkuti, I brought my sister.
Mai Zindimu.
His name is Mai Zindimu.
Mai Mulambo.
And Mai Mulambo.
Mbela Mai Zindimu na Mai Mulambo musimoke tukucherechetei.
We ask Mai Mulambo and Mai Zindimu to stand.
Oh yeah, awo.
Awo, warupapa.
Marokoro papa zei.
May the Lord bless you.
Garage a new passy.
You can take your seat.
So now, Brother Kamunyatiko.
We've got Brother Kamunyatiko.
Avanova Epworth.
From Epworth.
Pastor Chakana.
Pastor Chakana's
so
church.
Oh, yeah. God bless you.
Mari, wakuropa fazi.
Tinao Zakare. Brother and sister Kopito Vati Vawe Nakoko Makado.
Brother and sister Kopito Varkuti Vawya, they brought Gogo Makado.
Takumbira Gogo Makado was Mukativa Cherche.
We're going to ask Gogo Makado to stand so that we can recognize her in church.
Avo.
She's right there.
Maita Shakanaga Kushanira Vazukuru.
You've done well by visiting the grandchildren. Them that believe the word of God.
Tina Sister Plaxedes.
We've got Sister Plaxedes.
Varukuti varoda kuchinja zita.
Says she wants to change her name.
Saka kubanasa vachanzi Sister Plaxedes.
So from today henceforth she is no longer Sister Plaxedes.
Anzi ndoda kuti upenyu hwangu huendere mberi zvakanaka nokuti ndine kutenda. Saka ndakunzi Faith.
Says she wants her life to progress in faith. Now, therefore, she's called Sister Faith.
Oh, yeah. Sister Plaxedes. Oh, sorry. Former Sister Plaxedes, eh?
Why mourn the Sister Plaxedes? So I'm back on her.
Enjoy and bear in a good end, Sister Faith.
Continue well in faith, Sister Faith.
She
changed her name soon after she was baptized.
And
then when one other sister changed her name, she says, I want to be rebaptized.
Names have got a meaning.
Mazita ani zvaanoreva.
Are you still happy to be in the house of the Lord? We are so thankful unto the Lord this morning that we are in service and that the Lord is going to speak to our hearts. We always pray for services and your prayers are going to be answered right now. Do you believe God answers prayer? It is possible, brother and sister. God answers prayer. You are going to see it right now. As we sing, Mercy rewrote my life. As Brother Lazarus Ngwara to be coming over,
Brother Lazarus Ngwara tivachauya
to take the service. As we stand on our feet, we want to thank God for this mercy.
Mercy rewrote my life. It was mercy rewrote my life. Oh yes, I should have
Asi baba muri mutsvene makauya mukabata upenyu hwedu ishe muri mutsvene mukatipa ishe kururama tariro zvakare mukatipa ishe muri mutsvene nzira yekuti twe tinofamba baba makanaka makatendeka zviro kwazvo ishe muri mutsvene makagadzira muri imi baba tinotarira kwamuri mangwanana nhasi ishe kururama baba tinoziva kuti ishe muri mutsvene isa hatikwanisi kukwanisa kwedu kuri mamuri baba tinoziva kuti ishe muri mutsvene hatina chatinacho mukati meruoko rwedu asi baba muri mutsvene tinotarisa pamuchinjiko wekauvhari baba chizo kuti ishe muri mutsvene ndipo baba ukururama ishe muri mutsvene patakakwanisa kuwana upenyu zvakare ndipo ishe muri mutsvene pakati patariro baba muri mutsvene ndipo pakati paishe muri mutsvene kuti tive tinokwanisa baba tinoti ishe muri mutsvene zviro kwazvo huyai mangwana nhasi zvakare ishe ukururama baba muri mutsvene mutaure kuhana dzedu nenzira yakatsaurwa baba muri mutsvene tinotarira kwamuri chizo kuti shoko renyu hariwiri pasi ramakareva kuti pane vaviri kana vatatu mukati mezita rangu ndenge ndiripo baba tinotenda kuti muri pano mangwanana nhasi baba tinoti ishe muri mutsvene zururai meso edu ishe ukururama baba tikwanise ishe muri mutsvene kucherechedza uwepo hwenyu baba muri mutsvene ishe makanaka makatendeka tenzi wakurama tikwanise kuona baba muri mutsvene kunyange idzo ngirozi ishe muri mutsvene dzakatenderedza panzvimbo ino baba nokuti ishe ndiyo vimbiso yeshoko renyu kuti mutumwa wenyu jehovha unotenderedza ava nokutyai baba wakururama baba tinozviisa mukati meruoko rwenyu tinoti ishe muri mutsvene huyai jehovha baba muri mutsvene ishe makanaka mukati mekuparidzwa kweivhangeri baba muri mutsvene tinokurama tipei kukwanisa mangwanana nhasi ishe muri mutsvene tive tinoenda parutivi jehovha muve imi ishe muri mutsvene zviro kwazvo munoshandisa baba makanaka makatendeka miromo yedu baba muri mutsvene kuti ishe makanaka mutaure zvamunoda kuvana venyu baba ukurama tinozviisa mukati meruoko rwenyu tinoti ishe muri mutsvene vaine nzeve imwe neimwe iri kunzwa mangwanana nhasi baba muri mutsvene kuti ishe makanaka musangane nechikumbiro chimwe nechimwe musangane baba muri mutsvene ishe makanaka nezvose jehovha iri kushuvirwa nevana venyu baba taisa zvese kwamuri tichikumbira zvese nokutenda tichiti ishe muri mutsvene kuda kwenyu kuve kunoitwa pakati kwedu patinoisa zvese kwamuri tichikumbira zvese nokutenda muzita ratenzi jesu kristu ishe wedu amen and amen amen tokwasana zvakare mangwana nhasi muzita ratenzi jesu kristu mufaro wedu kunge tiri pano mangwana nhasi tichiziva kuti nyasha dzamwari kuti nge tichikwanisa kumira tiri mukati memba yamwari
that it's only by his grace that we can stand in his house.
You know, each time when I sing this song, mercy rewrote my life.
What you say, and remember, you sitidza kanyora patsva upenyu hwangu.
I always go down memory lane.
Ndinorangarira zvakaitika kare kare.
Amen. When I look at my own life,
ndatarisa upenyu hwangu.
And I know that if it was not the mercy of God, I could not be standing and be able to read to sing that song. Because I remember one time when I was only a boy of 17 years old, my life was at a crossroads. If it had not been God who came there at my life, I could not be standing here this morning. But something happened. God spoke to my heart in a special way that I will now never forget. Whenever the chips are down, when I go to that moment, I take courage. Because I know it is God who turned me around. So we are so thankful for God's mercy. So this morning, it has fallen my lot once again to stand before you. I'm not much of a preacher. I'm just that kind of person who, when I stand here, I don't know where to start, I don't know where to end. So you always know that we always finish before we start. Because sometimes I will not have even gone on my notes.
So
I'm just waiting on him that God will have his own way. Anyway, I think before I tire you, amen, because like I always say, that's the kind of person that I am. When I start, I just go. So I always remember the first time those who were there, when that small church there,
which
was at the corner there of Enterprise. That was the first time when I stood and preached in church. Amen. I remember I just stood up. We read the scripture. And then I was off and gone. And people were standing like you are standing.
And
then I realized maybe after 30 minutes that the people are still standing. So I always say I don't want to fall into that channel again. But sometimes I always find that, you know, it just happens. So maybe I just get excited at times. But I'm glad that what excites me is the word of God. What excites me is something which is bubbling within me. It's something which gives me power each and every day. It's something which gives me courage each and every day. And when you find that thing in your own life,
you'll
never be discouraged.
There's
nothing which can stand in your way.
That's
the thing which you need, brother, sister.
Because
in this time that we are living in, it's such a horrible time. You know, it's just like the time when the children of Israel were in the wilderness. Because remember, the prophet says, the very same journey which the children of Israel took
is
the same journey
which
the church of God takes. So in this day that we are living in,
the
prophet told us that we are in a third exodus. It's a going out. It's a time when we are in this journey, not like the children of Israel, but the children of Israel were only a type of what we are going on through. The same things they went through, the same things we go through. Amen. That's why, brother, sister, each and everything in your life, go back and check it in the Bible. Because whatever you are going through, it has been. Amen. So let me, forgive me, brethren. Let's just open our Bibles in Exodus chapter 25. I hope I will not be very long, because I know our time is limited because of our brothers who are maybe live streaming. Amen. But we are so thankful because of technology. If technology was not there, what were we going to do? So, whatever the devil tries and do, even if the devil says we are not going to come to this church, unless they shut us down,
On the internet. But even if we don't come here, amen, we can still, the preacher can still be preaching. And you can still be shouting hallelujah in our house. Amen. So, brother, sister, we should never be discouraged. Because each and every time, the devil thinks he is clever. But God is more clever. Amen. Amen. They think they were going to take the prophet away. But God made the devil. Amen. In his Eden. In his civilization. Amen. Of knowledge. Of good and evil. He made them discover the tape recorder. God was knowing my prophet was going to come and my prophet would be for a limited time. But there's others in 2001 who are supposed to hear the message of the prophet. But by that time, the prophet will not be there. That's why, because the Bible says, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel. Amen. So we are so thankful that you are living in the days of the seventh angel. But brother, sister, never be discouraged that the prophet is no longer here. Remember, in the first Exodus, God told Moses, my angel will go before you. So it was not Moses. It was God going before his people. Even when Moses was not there, at the time when Joshua was leading the children to come into the possession of the land, that same angel, amen, that same God was there with them. So brother, sister, what a privileged people we are. That same God, that same pillar of fire, amen, he made sure his picture is taken so that we will know for a surety that he is here with us. That's why each and every need, whatever you want, you have no reason, brother, sister, not to be having it. Because this is the time. What we are waiting for, this is the time when people were waiting. Amen. Paul says, the whole creation is waiting. Amen. And is groaning. What for? For the manifestation of the children of God. It's you, brother, sister. It's me, brother, sister. You have to believe it. You have to become it. Amen. Because believing it only is not good. You have to become it. Amen. So that you can stand like Jesus stood. And he said, if you don't believe me that I am he, believe me for the very works. That's why your life has to be a testimony of what God is in this hour. Your testimony is not just reading the spoken word. Your testimony is the life of Jesus Christ being manifested in you each and every day. You show forth who Christ is.
My.
Exodus chapter 25. Let's just read from verse 1 to verse
8.
And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they bring me an offering of every man that giveth it willingly with his heart, ye shall take my offering. And this is the offering which ye shall take of them, gold and silver and brass, and blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goat's
hair,
and ram skins dyed red, and badger skins and sheeting wood.
Nemateo ya makondowe ya kazozwa zvitsvuku namateo yematene namatanda omuaxia.
Oil for the light, spices for anointing oil, and for sweet incense.
Namafuta emwenje nezvinonhuwira zvamafuta okuzodza noupfu unonhuwira.
Oxen stones and stones to be set in the ephod and in the breastplate.
nemabwe eonyx nemabwe eefod nepahobodo yechipfuva.
And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell amongst them. Amen. This morning we just want to speak for a little while. May you take a seat. Amen. There's other scriptures we want to read, but I know I can get carried away. Amen. So this morning we want to speak about, if we are going to give a title to our message, God's desire to be one with his people. Amen. Because when God created man in Genesis chapter 1,
Genesis 1,
and the Lord said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowls of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. He said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. And replenish the earth. And subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. So this was the first man who was created by God in the Garden of Eden. He had dominion over the earth. He was like God. Amen. But in Genesis chapter
3,
we see the deception coming in. When deception came in, amen. Because this man in Genesis chapter
1,
he was just like God. He spoke like God. Amen. He was like God. In everything. And God gave him the power to rule upon the face of the earth. Amen. And God was in unison with that man. Amen. But we see in Genesis chapter
3
that man, because of the deception, he lost his identity in God. And he got another identity, which was the identity of the serpent. Amen. That identity is the one which we are carrying up until today. Amen. Amen. That's why
Paul
in Romans chapter
7,
he is speaking about this man. He says, when I want to do good, evil is present. Amen. That which I want to do, which is right, I cannot. Amen. And he says, who can free me? Amen. From this body of death. Amen. But one thing he was thankful about,
he said,
we thank God
because
there's one who came and he became a propitiation for sin. And he died on the cross at Calvary. Amen. So when men sinned in the Garden of Eden, amen, he was probing his way to go back.
Because if someone loses something that they knew that they had, they will find all manner of ways to get it back.
Amen.
That is why they say if you lose something and you can't find it, you will look even in the most unlikeliest of places because it's something you had, something you valued. But if you lose it, you will look for it
kana ukatadza kuchiwana
hauwani
zororo
kusvikira
wachiwana.
Saka
Adam naEve mukati mebindu reEden
vakarasikirwa
neidentity yavo yamwana,
vakarasikirwa
neidentity yavakanga vachiziva kuti vanga vaine upenyu husingaperi.
Vakaedza
kuti vatsvage nzira yekuti vadzokere,
vakaedza
kumashizha emuonde, asi haana kushanda. Amen. Haana kushanda. Amen. Cain akambva azouyawo zvakare. Akaedza.
And he tried.
Akaedza kuunza zvibereko zvemuchero.
And he brought a bouquet of fruits.
Asi hazvina kushanda.
That did not work.
Amen. Munhu aikwanisa kungoziva nzira yekudzokera.
The only person who would know the way back.
Munhu akanga ari muna Mwari kubvira pakutanga.
The person that was in God from the beginning.
Amen. That's why Abel.
Abel.
Because he was part of Adam. Adam who was in God. Because all these things which were happening, it was by the plan of God. Amen. Adam could not just fall on his own. God could not have just let his heritage going to the down the drain. But the prophet says, amen, God had a plan. God wanted to show forth who he was. That's why in the message of church ages, the prophet says, we are the ones who give God the reason and purpose of being. Amen. For God to be a healer, amen, you have to be sick, brother, sister. That's why you should never complain. Amen. Because it is God's plan. It's only you to accept what God has done for you. Remember, like I'm saying, amen, unless you have been in God, you cannot see the purpose of God for your own life. That's why, brother, sister, Adam and Eve, amen, their own way, they were trying their own way, but God gave them the right way. That's why, brother, sister, after when man became so evil, in Genesis chapter 6, and God said he could no longer strive with men. And he wanted to wipe out the whole people, all the people from the earth. And he gave
Noah
a message of refuge. He gave
Noah
a message,
Marizo,
amen, of escaping the judgments. Amen. God told Noah to build an ark. And when he built the ark, then he wiped out all the other people from the earth. And when Noah, after the floods, we see again people coming up. And when they came up, amen, that's when we see they now were trying to unite. And saying, now we see this God, now we have to come up with a plan. Because we want to live the way we want. And if God is going to bring again the flood, let's build up a tower. That when the floods come, we'll go up the tower. The floods will never come up there. Amen. Because man all the time, when he went away from God, he wants to still continue on with the life of sin. But he still wants to be associated with God. So he finds a way which he thinks God is going to accept him. Amen. In the condition that he is in. Because he has done something. Amen. That's why, brother, sister, you see what Cain did. When God accepted the sacrifice of Abel, Amen. And God came to Cain. And he said, I have refused your sacrifice. If you could have done your sacrifice like
Abel,
you are going to be accepted. And Cain says, no. This is what I have brought. Amen. If that is the case, I'll get rid of
Abel.
So that God has got no option. He is going to accept me. That's why the prophet says, you should never kill the influence of another brother. Amen. Because brother, sister, when you go to do that, that's the spirit of Cain. Because you want yourself only to stand. No matter how little the brother is, no matter how insignificant he is, amen, just go on. And do whatever God wants you to do. That's the problem, brother, sister, among us, the Christians today. Amen. Because these things, people, they don't never look at them critically. Amen. They never look at what the spirits which are actually anointing them and moving them to do certain things. You know, one day I was thinking, about that case when Barak. Amen. When the children of Israel were on their journey going to the promised land, they came across Moab. Amen. And the Moab had this prophet Balaam. Amen. They were also worshipping just like
Israel.
Amen. But Israel was on his way, going to the promised land. Israel had the prophet among us. Israel had the pillar of fire among us. God was showing his signs among us. But here comes Barak. Because he's jealous over his brother. What does he do? He calls Balaam. He says, come and kiss for me these people. Otherwise they are going to overwhelm me. Amen. But Balaam, little did he know, amen, that God was the one who was in the movement of the children of God. Because the movement which is there today, brother, sister, of the children of God under the leadership of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because of the message which has come with the messenger of this end time. It's not the doing of a man. It is God. And God is among his people. That's why, brother, sister, never be a Balaam. Don't get the spirit of
Balaam.
What did Barak do? The prophet says, Barak took
Balaam
to a proposition where he saw the bad parts of Israel, the bad things about
Israel.
Amen. So that he could find reason to curse them. But brother, sister, the band of God's children in this hour, the band of God's children in this hour is not a movement of man. They might have their back parts. They might have the things which they do wrong. But it's not your duty. It's not you to bring a curse upon them. It's not you to tell them they're not going in the promised land. Because it's not you who is leading them. There is God among his people. Don't forget that, brother, sister, that when Israel was moving, amen, it was God's plan. It was God who had determined before they were, before they went into Egypt, God had told Abraham, your seed shall go into a strange land. Amen. They are going to treat them bad. But I'm going to bring them with a mighty hand. Amen. I'm going to bring them to this land which I have given you. Amen. So, brother, sister, sisters, in this third Exodus, God has spoken once again through his prophets. We have seen a movement of God. The children of God are moving. But as they are moving, God is determined that they come to that end where he will be seen in their lives. But along the journey, my brother, sister, what comforts me is to know that with God, when he was moving with Israel from the first Exodus, he was determined to bring them to Canaan. And sure enough, they came to Canaan despite what happened along the way. God has got a way of speaking to his children. Amen. No matter what happened, when they were in Canaan, amen, they went into another dispensation. Because remember, it's a move of God from Genesis, amen, until Christ came. And now they were waiting. When they went through the first phase to come out of Egypt, to go into Canaan. Amen. When they were in Canaan, now they were in another phase where they were waiting to see the lamp of God. Amen. Who was Christ himself. And as they were going along, waiting for Christ, many other things happened. Don't you never, brother, sister? It's God who is moving with his people. It doesn't matter whatever happens amongst them, amongst Israel, when they were waiting for the Messiah. They had wicked kings. They had people who did very bad things. But God was determined. God had never said he's going to end by giving them a good king.
The end was for them to see the Messiah.
Amen.
That was the purpose of God. His objective was for them to see the Messiah.
Determined.
God had determined that they see the Messiah. Because it was the plan of God. That is why we are saying even
plan
now,
Yamari,
the plan of God about church
is
for his children to come to a point where they display the life of God. No matter what happens in between, no matter what comes and goes.
Amen. Discouraged.
Do not be discouraged.
That's why, brother, sister, you need to have met with him to know that it is him who is leading. That's why in the wilderness they were so much discouraged when they saw Dathan and Korah. Amen. They said, Moses, no, you are doing bad to the children of God. But they did not know that God had a determined plan. God had his own way of dealing with his people. The prophet says in this hour that we are living in, God is speaking to individuals. It doesn't matter, brother, sister, whoever stands here. Amen. If I stand here, I start saying some other things which are out of this world. But God, if he has got his children in here, surely God will speak to them. Because God has got a way of speaking to his children. Amen. That's why the prophet says, you know, when you come to church, he says the church will not make you a Christian. Amen. Amen. And let me just read that quote for you. Because sometimes I get carried away and I say some of these things and people think, ah, no, brother. But one thing which I always desire is whatever I speak from here, if I'm going to read the quote, even if I haven't read the quote, one thing which I know, I'm just retaliating what
the prophet has said. So the prophet says, in the message of oncoming storm, the church does not make you a Christian. The church only helps you to be a Christian. It helps you to remain what you are. Being born into, helping you to contain your experience. While you are fellowshipping together with the brethren of life preciously. So
the church does not make you a Christian.
Church inongokubatsira chete kuti uchengetedze.
The church helps you protect
chiri mauri
the experience
chakaiswa namwari
that God put in you.
Paunenge uchiyanana nehama.
As you are fellowshipping with the brethren of like precious faith.
Ndosaka mparidzi.
That is why the, if the preacher
will not
make you a Christian.
Unoitwa mukristu namwari.
God makes you a Christian.
Nokuti kana wakanga usiri munamwari.
Because if you are not in God.
Hapana nzira yekuti unokwanisa kuona mwari.
There is no way that you can find God.
Ndosaka Kristu Jesu akataura kuti hapana anoya kwandiri.
That is why the Lord said no one will
kana baba vasina kumudana.
Unless the Father has drawn him.
Hama njadzi.
Because brother sister.
Profita anotaura pamusoro pe inini sa Lazarus ngwarati.
The prophet talks about me as an individual.
Ndakanga ndiri muna baba vangu.
I was in my father.
Asina ndanga ndisati ndaratidzwa.
I had not yet been made manifest.
Amen. Asina kuda kusangana kwa baba vangu na mai vangu muchita tsvene.
Because of the union between my mother and my father.
Ndakazoonekwa.
I had to be manifest.
Ndine ma features akafanana na baba vangu.
With features that are like unto my father.
Amen. Nokuti ndakanga ndiri mavari.
Because I was in him.
Ndozvimwe chetewo nesu kana tiri vana vamwari.
The same thing if we are the children.
Takanga tiri muna mwari.
We were in God.
Amen. Nyika isati yavambwa.
Before the foundation of the world.
Haugoni kuita mwana wamwari kungoita chinyukira.
You cannot be a son or a daughter of God that just appears.
Mwari akakuziva kuti uchange wakagara pawakagara.
God knew that you will be sitting where you are.
Mwari akaziva kuti iwe uchagamuchira shoko renguva ino yekupedzisira.
God knew that you are going to receive the
message.
Mwari akanga
ane appointment newe.
God had an appointment with you.
Ndo matendero anofanira kuti uzviite.
That is how you must believe.
Kana uchida kumira mukati menguva ino yatiri kurarama.
If you want to stand in this hour.
Ndo kuti Mwari ndo vakaita kuti iwe unge uri muKristu.
That God is the one that made you a Christian.
Hauna kuitwa muKristu. Mparidzi ayo.
The preacher did not make you a Christian.
Mparidzi hango taura chete pamusoro pezwa wakanga uri.
The preacher talked about who you were.
Kuti iwewe ucherechedze.
So that you realize.
Zvakaitwa namwari.
What God made you.
Amen. Sekanga nokaka notaurwa nomuprofita.
Like that tale that Brother Bram speaks of.
Pamusoro pe chapungu chakaberekwa pakati pehuku.
About the eagle that was brought forth amongst the chicken.
Amen. Chakanga chiri chapungu kubva pakutanga.
It was an eagle to begin with.
Asi chikakudzwa pakati pehuku.
But it was reared up amongst chickens.
Asi pachakanzwa kudaidza kwamai chapungu.
But when it heard the call of mama
chakacherechedza.
It realized
zvatakanga chiri.
Who it was.
Kuparidzwa kweevangeri.
The preaching of the gospel.
Unokuita kuti iwe uwane chizaruro.
Who make you get the revelation.
Chezvawakanga uri.
Of who you were.
Kubva pakutanga.
Before the foundation of the
world.
To know that you.
Hauna mungava nenyama inoyi.
You do not have responsibility. Hauna chikwere. You don't have responsibility.
Paul pakanga chitaura muna Romans chapter 8:7.
When Paul was speaking in Romans 7.
Astaura chakazi semudzimai.
And he says like a woman.
Kana kuti akaroorwa nemurume.
If she's married by her husband.
Amen. Zvichienderana nemurayiro.
According to the law.
Akasungirwa kumurume wake.
She is bound to that husband.
Kana murume wake achiri kurarama.
As long as the husband yet lives.
Asi kana murume uyu afa.
But when the husband passes.
Anenge asunungurwa.
She is free from that law.
Amen. Takanga takasungirwa.
We were bound.
Kumurume wenyama.
By the former husband, the flesh.
Murume wechivi.
The man, the husband.
Asi Kristu paakarembera pamuchinjiko.
But when Christ hung on the cross.
Takasunungurwa hamanzwa
anzvo. We were freed.
Amen. Hatisina chikweret.
We do not owe anyone nothing.
Amen. Ndosaka hamanzwa.
That is why, brother, sister.
Afani kukusuruvara.
You should not be discouraged.
Nezvinhu zvaSatan.
By the things of the devil.
Afani kukusuruvara.
You should not be disheartened.
Nokuda kwekuvenga.
Because of hate.
Afani kukusuruvara.
You should not be disheartened.
Nokuda kwaurwere.
Because of sickness.
Afani kukusuruvara.
Don't be discouraged.
Nekushaya chese chaunoda.
By lacking whatever you want.
Nokuti Kristu Jesu.
Because Christ Jesus.
Vakabhadhara mubhadharo.
He paid the debt.
Nezvino afani kwakaisa maoko ako
muhomwe. Now you can walk with hands in the pocket.
Amen. Unokwanisa kukaa.
And you can even kick
kuruchiva
You can kick lust. You kick it away.
Bible,
because the Bible says,
Abraham.
We are the children of Abraham.
We possess, the gates
Masua
of the enemy. The enemy is sin. The enemy is unbelief. There is no way, brother, sister, you can come out through those doors and go back without having what you want. If you go out not having what you want, then, brother, sister, you are not believing. Because he says, whosoever believes in me, amen, not on me, believes in me, being in Christ, believing, because you've come into that oneness with God. Amen. Oh, brother, sister, that's what it is, brother, sister, this morning. We are looking at our lives in the light of the Word. Because coming here, brother, sister, each and every day, we are only coming here. We are only coming here that we might realize what God has made us. Amen. When you know what God has made you, you can walk up tall. You can know that you can have all that you need despite the time. Amen. Because some are discouraged. Amen. Then if you get discouraged, then you are not a child of Abraham. Because the children of
Abraham,
there is one thing, one characteristic they have. They are able to wait. Wait upon the promise of God. Amen. Stay there until God manifest his word. Because remember, he said to Abraham, I will give you a son. Amen. Abraham like a man.
Abraham
like a man.
Abraham,
amen. He thought it was going to happen next year. It never happened. Amen. It went on. But because
Abraham
was a part of God. Because
Abraham,
he came from God. He was going back to God. He was here to show forth the characteristics of God. He stayed put on the promise. Even when the promise was doubted, he went together with the doubt. But he knew that God is faithful to the promise of his word. So, brother, sister, don't be discouraged. Amen. Because we are waiting to see God in the life of his children. We are waiting to see a manifestation of the supernatural in our lives. Amen. Don't be discouraged. Amen. Because, brother, sister, I'm telling you, as we go along, amen, because
Abraham,
when he was given promise by God, when he was told to come out of Babylon, they were coming out of Babylon. Amen. They were coming out of that chaos. Amen. Of Babylon. And God, by his own mercy, by his own choosing, amen, he called
Abraham
to come out. So, brother, sister, it's not your choosing to be here. It's God. Because it's one, he is the one who said, come out of
Babylon.
Come out of here, my people. What for? Because God wants to make himself known to you. Amen. Not to the preacher. Not to the pastor. Not to the evangelist. But to you as a believer. Because these words shall follow them that believe. Amen.
Amen.
Now if you're waiting that
it's going to be the pastor. It's going to be the deacon. So don't you have faith? Are you,
amen,
not a believer?
No challenge.
That is the challenge we present this
Let
morning.
Let it be your hunger. Let it be your desire. That if it's not going to happen, even in the pastor, but let it happen in me. Because it's me who has met God. It's me who is going along. What is that to do with you? Whatever happens to someone else. Amen. Because you should know that it's God who has called you. Amen. Me, I'm very much sure that God has called me. That's why I'll never get discouraged. No matter what happens. Amen. Because I know God is true. His word is true. His promise is unfailing. Stand on that promise. Don't doubt that word.
Amen.
Because if you doubt that word, you are only counting yourself unworthy of the call of God. Because God has seen that you are the one who is supposed to believe that word. So don't get discouraged. Whatever comes your way. You know, when it comes your way, you know, God has granted me a privilege that I might see him in my own life. Amen. God's brother, sister, each and every day, as we go along, we have to see God in our lives. That is the most important thing. Amen. Because if you haven't seen him in your life, if he hasn't really spoken to you, amen. That's why when you reach those bitter waters, you start complaining. When you come to that time, when it's so dry, then you start complaining. But when you know it's him who is going before you, you say, Lord, here I am. I'm waiting upon your promise. Amen. Never get discouraged. That's why, brother, sister, in this hour that we are living in, it's such a great hour where the children of God have to awaken to the promise of God in this hour. You have to know what the prophet was pointing us to. Amen. Because the prophet, when he stood on the podium as a messenger, he brought the message. But what was he doing? As John the Baptist was sent forth to forerun the first coming of Christ, your message is going to forerun the second coming of Christ. In the time of John the Baptist, Christ came in the physical so that he could die on the cross at
Calvary.
But in this last end time, Christ came in the spiritual, came in the manifestation of all his characteristics in a man. Amen. To show us that God is here with us. Amen. That God wants to be embodied in us. Because that's the mystery which Paul was speaking about. He says the mystery which was hid in all the ages, but has been revealed now to his apostles and prophets, that Christ should be in you, the hope of glory. Amen. God in your life. We have to come to that place where we know that's where we have to come to. Because when Christ is in you, in each and every junction, amen, you will be able to display the life of Jesus Christ. But brother, sister, many times we come to that place where we want to take refuge. Because the Paul says, when I find myself to do, I want to do good, I cannot do it. Evil is present. But brother, sister, when he was speaking in Romans chapter 7, he proceeds to Romans chapter 8. He says, now there is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And he says, if the Spirit which raised Christ from the dead, if it dwells in you, if it's in you, amen, it will quicken your mortal body. It quickens you. There's no way you can be alive to the desires of the flesh. There's no way. Amen. You can show forth the characteristics of the old man. Because the old man has been put under subjection by the Holy Ghost. But brother, sister, many times we claim that we have come to that place, but we haven't come to that place. We have to accept, brother, sister, that this nature which came in Genesis chapter 3, when sin entered man, it's something which you can never take away on your own. Haugoni, brother, sister, kuregeza kuchiva uriweka.
You are not able to resist lust on your own.
Kuvenga, uriweka.
You cannot resist hate on your own.
Kana pasina mweya mutsvene.
If there is no
kana pasina mwari.
Without the presence of
Ndosaka
God.
Unowana zvinhu izvozvo zvichiratidzwa mukati muupenyu
hwako. That is why you see those things are
unotaridza ucharacteristic wemunhu wakare.
Displaying the characteristics of the old man.
Look at the life of the prophet.
Tarisa upenyu hwemuprofita.
Amen. Because God was there. Remember that time when his wife died, the child died, his father died. Amen. He really wanted to take his life. Because those are the characteristics of the moon.
Because those are the characteristics of the
moon.
You're frustrated. There is no reason
to
let me die.
Not because
God was present.
He could not do that. Because God was there. And if God is there in your life, whatever happens, you will be able to display the life of God. That's why David says, blessed is the man. Amen. Who does not sit in the seat of the scornful. Amen. He shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water. Amen. He will bring forth his fruit in his season. In that season, when God is requiring it, you show forth. Where love is required, love will emanate from you. Because it is God. But if God is not there, love will never be found there. Amen. Where patience is required, it will emanate from you. Because it is the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. So, brother, sister, let's come to this acknowledgement that whatever you are, whatever condition you are, you only need the Holy Ghost. You only need God to be in your life. Never try it on your own. We have met many times when people are trying on their own. When you try on your own, that's when you say, when you brother so and so has been speaking about me, about you, who else was there? How can they do that? They cannot do that to me. That's the old man. Amen. But people, they want to continue with the old man. People, they don't want to die. That's why Paul says, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Why a living sacrifice? Because when you come onto the altar, you are accepting that I cannot make it on my own. That's why when God, amen, says to Moses, let the children of Israel offer, bring a gift to me. He says, let them bring it willingly. Let them bring gold. All the different things. What was those things for? Those things were for building up the tabernacle. And he says, so that I can dwell among them. But he required the material to build the tabernacle to come from the children who were going to come and worship in that tabernacle. Who were going to come and meet God in that tabernacle. Amen. But they had to give that free gift. They had to give it willingly. That's why even your life, brother, sister, because in Acts, when Stephen was speaking about that temple of Solomon,
Stephen achitaura musoro petemple ya Solomon.
Amen. He says Solomon built him a temple.
And Solomon akamuvakira temple.
But God does not dwell in temples which are built by man.
Asi mwari haagari mutemple.
But when he came, he says, "A body has thou prepared me." Amen. So God, in the building of the temple in the Old Testament, he was only showing a way back, a way which the children of Israel could come back to God. They could acknowledge the sin which was in their life, and knowing that they could not do it on their own, they needed God's provided way. But that provided way could not take away the sin from them. It was only a figure, amen, of what was coming, of the sacrificial lamb, which was God himself, amen, who came down and he took the image of a man. He never took the image of an angel, because he was to redeem man. Because angels never fail. He wanted to redeem man. So he was made lower than the angels. And he took the form of a man. And he died on the cross at Calvary. And he became a curse that you and me can become the righteousness of God. So, brother, sister, there is no excuse.
Christians have got no excuse for not living the correct kind of life. If you don't live the right kind of life, it shows that you are an unbeliever. Because if you are a believer, what the Lord did on the
Brother,
cross of
Calvary, effort.
You don't need effort.
You don't need an effort to live a Christian life. Amen. Like the prophet says, it's just like old leaves on a tree. Amen. He says when the new life comes up, the old leaves, they just pop off. And new leaves come on. Because the Bible says, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. Behold, the old things are passed away, and new things come. What are new things? The life of God living in you. God is requiring you to show who he is. He is waiting on you.
He's not waiting for the pastor.
He's
not waiting for the preacher.
Because the discouragement.
Because the preacher can be a stumbling block. God is waiting on you. You, my brother, my sister.
Amen.
If you are here, you've got something in your life. And you've got the life
that is over.
It means you are being the disappointment.
You are disappointing this church. You are disappointing this group of people who are here. Because God can never move when there is living among these children. Remember that time when Joshua, amen, was going on to battle. He was winning the battle. But they came to a time when they came against another small nation. Amen. And they were whipped. And people were killed. And Joshua said, no. Our God does not operate like
that.
God says, we, the children of Abraham, amen, we shall possess the gates of the enemy. He says, let's take a hole. What has gone wrong? Amen. Let's search amongst us. And they found one who was Achan. For the love of the things of this world, he had taken in a Babylonian garment. Why do you bring a Babylonian garment amongst the children of God? Because there's someone who is not being healed because of your Babylonian garment. There's someone who is not receiving his blessing because of your Babylonian garment. There's someone today who is not receiving in his salvation because of the Babylonian garment. Why don't you come, brother, sister, lay it on the altar and say, Lord, here I am. I'm so unworthy. It's my desire to walk with thee. It's my desire to be a true representation of Christ in this hour. Because remember, brother, sister, amen, when Christ was moving with his disciples, amen, amen, before he went to the cross at Calvary, he told his disciples, wait ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye are endued with power. Then you shall be my witnesses. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
The prophet says, in the message of oneness, he says, even among the disciples themselves, they did not have the unit. Amen. They were arguing. They said they were arguing, saying, now if you are going to go, who is going to be the...
Because you've been the leader.
Amen. How
will it go?
You're saying
they don't make.
The prophet says, go and wait in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power. He says, look at them. Amen. In Acts chapter 4, the Bible says they were in one accord, in one mind. Amen. And when they prayed, the Holy Ghost came down. The only thing which can bring the oneness, we can bring the unity amongst believers, is the Holy Ghost. If the Holy Ghost is not there, no matter, brother, sister, we might speak about oneness, we might speak about loving one another. If God is not there in the life of the believer, in the life of the church, of the church member, there will never be any unity. There will never be any love. It's something we'll be just speaking about. But when the Holy Ghost is there, because he is the one who will make you, amen, amen, to feel for your brother. He is the one who will make you to sacrifice your own wants. Amen. For the sake of your own brother. Amen. But you can never do it on your own. No matter how much you are taught it. Amen. Amen. That's what the prophet says. Moses, he had been taught by his mother. You know what? When you grew up in the house of Pharaoh. There's something about your life. I think God wants you to be delivered. And he says Moses took that. And he thought he could do it. And they said he only killed one Egyptian. After he had killed one Egyptian, he became a runaway prophet. Out into the wilderness, he ran away. He was a big army general. But he ended up being a shepherd. Now, not even thinking about the people who were in bondage. But when he came before the burning bush, the prophet says, 5 minutes before the burning bush,
5 minutes,
it gave Moses all that he wanted to bring the children of Israel out. Amen. So, brother, sister, that's the thing which we need. That's the thing which the church of God needs. Because the prophet says, many times the church is lacking on that walk with Christ. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Because, brother, sister, we want things which excite us. Amen. But excitement will end. But if the life is not there, sure, brother, sister, will fall into calamity. That's why, brother, sister, each and every one, each and every believer this morning, let it be your heart's desire. Let it be the thing which you seek after. That you might come into that place where you know him in the power of his resurrection. Let it not be just a profession, but let it be a life. Let it be a life which will influence your neighbors, which will influence your workmates, which will influence your other believers. Amen. Because they will be seeing Christ in you. That's why we are here, brother, sister. We are here that Christ might be seen. That's the duty which you have. Wherever you go, wherever you are working, whatever you are doing, your main duty is not the work you are doing at a certain company. Your main duty is to show forth Christ. Amen. Even if you make so much money in your company, whether you've got a company, but if Christ is not seen, it's of no use. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Let there be a testimony. Whoever sees you prosper in your company, in your job, let them see Christ. Amen. They should not see how eloquent you can do your things. They should see Christ. Because that's the sole purpose God has raised you in this hour.
God, in this hour, brought us that we could manifest Christ. Nothing else we are living for.
Amen. Amen.
We are not living to have so many cars. So many cars we have, yes. But if we have those,
Christ,
and Christ is not manifested, it will be of nothing. Because there are other people with so much wealth.
But
right now,
amen.
They are exploring Mars as we speak. Yeah, they'll take their belongings, get into a rocket, fly to Mars. That is what the world is
doing.
People are looking for a way of escape. The judgments of God. There's so many people on the earth that are looking for ways that people can
cut down the
population. They are seeing that the resources are shrinking. But God is looking at
this
time. As he was looking.
Amen.
In Genesis
11. Chapter 10.
These are the thoughts of men.
All right.
Okay. Let me give them an opportunity. Right when they were not expecting it. Then the world would disintegrate. That is why we say
that.
Before that time gets here. Because it's a time that's oncoming. That is what the prophet says.
Message on incoming storm.
In the message of the oncoming storm.
Amen.
Says there's a storm that's coming. It's coming upon everyone.
Amen. Weather.
Says the meteorologists.
Nekubudikidza nama instruments au.
With their instruments. They can predict the coming in of a storm. And they give people a warning. They say there's a storm that's coming with
wind
of so much coming at so many knots of speed or kilometers per hour. Do we have preventative measures that we can employ to avoid the storm?
Amen.
But
the prophet
says, that storm of judgment that's coming, the only thing that can help you prevent or protect is the Holy Spirit in the heart of man. if he is in you.
Hakuna kunetseka hama hanzvadzi.
Do not be troubled.
Pamusoro pezvinhu zvese zviri kuitika pasi penyika zuva rino.
Everything that's happening on
the earth. Kana une mweya waMwari mukati mako.
If it's the spirit of God in you.
Wakamirira pana Mwari.
As you are waiting upon God.
At his time.
Panguva yake.
Amen. If the spirit of God, which raised up Christ from the dead, if it dwells in you, it will quicken your mortal body. It will bring that change. Amen. Because change can never come on its own. It will never come because we have read so many spoken words. Change will only come by the Holy Ghost living in you. Because it is God. Because that's God's desire.
Which
is yet from the beginning to be one with you. That's why John says in the book of 1 John.
Because
as that is our neighbor,
it has eyes.
How we would have
been.
As no that Bachara Tizwa.
But when we are going to be
married,
we will be like him.
Amen.
That is why, brother, sister, let it be your heart's desire. Let it be something you seek for. Let it be your so primary objective.
Amen.
That God be seen. Amen. Manifest
in
your life. He has not yet been manifested in your life. Say, Lord, here I am.
And did you fungidzira?
I don't want to presume.
Amen.
I want to see you sure, because you are God. You manifested yourself in the life of the
Lord.
And he says, Christ Jesus, you've come to prepare your bride for the change of the body.
Amen. Amen.
God is not coming in when you expect him to
come.
God will be in you.
Change,
the change that happens in you
every day.
Must be happening every day.
Each and every day. Because the Bible says, Enoch walked with God. And he was not. Each and every day. He was walking with God. Whatever God said, he went on to do. He went on to stand on that word. Amen. And he was translated. The same with you, brother, sister. You have to walk with God. You have to see him in your life. Your history has to bring a testimony. Your history has to bring a testimony of Jesus Christ being made manifest. That's why, brother, sister, in this hour that we are living in, it's time, brother, sister. Amen. Like those men who are going to Emmaus, we have to invite him in. Amen. He has spoken so much. But it seems we are not reaching the journey, we are not finishing the journey to Emmaus. Because as they were going along the way, what was Christ doing? He was speaking of himself. He was amongst themselves. They had not recognized that it was him. Amen. As they were going along the journey, amen, Christ was speaking to them along our journey. From that time, when Christ, amen, started to speak to you, amen, through the mouth of the prophet, because it was not the prophet, it was God himself who had come to give an eulogy of what he has been doing.
That is what the messenger was. The messenger was representing Christ Jesus.
Akanga ashitaura ari kuseri kwemessenger anga ari Christ Jesus.
The one who was speaking,
ashitaura pamusoro pezvinhu zvakanga achiita.
Speaking of the things he was doing.
Ashitaura kuti ndini ndakanga ndiri muna Luther.
That was in Luther.
Ndini ndakanga ndiri muna Wesley.
I was the one that was in Wesley.
Ndiri muPentecost.
I was the one behind the Pentecostal movement.
Amen. Asi zvino ndamuka.
But now I have risen.
Ndauya zvakare.
I have come back again.
What for?
Kuti ndizoita sei?
To come into my children.
Kuti ndipinde muvana vangu.
To show forth the fullness of God.
Kuti
in my children. Amen. So, brother, sister, what we need is to invite him in. Amen. Invite him in. Lord, here we are. We have gone this journey with you. It's getting night time. Surely it's getting dark. When you look at the events of the things which are happening in the world, it's getting night time. You need someone, amen, like Jesus, to do something like what he used to do along his journey. He was to do something like what he did as he was in the prophet. He has to do in your life. We have to see God in his supernatural characteristics in our own life. It has to be, because that's God's desire. That's the church which God is looking for. Not a church of people who come to warm chairs. But people who know who they are. They can appeal to that God and know that it was him. They know his characteristics. Mwari akatotaridza kare.
God showed already
zavari
what he is in the life of the prophet.
Amen. Zvokuti hauchanyengedzwi.
Now, no one can deceive you.
Amen. Zvisirizvo ndinga kutoziva kuti ano izvayo.
When the things are not right, you know that this is
nokuti zvechokwadi.
Because the truth
zvakaonekwa
was made manifest
mukati meupenyu womuprofita.
In the life of the prophet.
Amen. Ndosaka tichitarira paari.
That is why we look to him. Ndosaka
tichidzokera kumhari dzeakaparidza.
That is why we refer to his message.
Nokuti zvazviri zvechokwadi.
Because the things are true.
Amen. Nokuti Mwari vakauya nguva ino.
Because God came to
raratidze zvinhu zvechokwadi.
Display the correct, the right thing.
Amen. Saka niwe hama hanzvadzi.
So you, brothers,
sure unofanga kunge uina.
That's the desire you must have.
Uone izvozvo.
To see those things.
Mukati meupenyu hwako.
Made manifest in your life.
Amen. Ndo ini ndo shuwe mwoyo wangu.
That is the desire of my heart.
Amen. Handidi kungove muKristu nje.
I don't want to be one of those Christians.
Tafamba nguva yose.
We've traveled this long.
Hatidi kuti tive nopararira mukati merenje.
We don't want to be destroyed. They were destroyed in the wilderness. Because the word that was preached, they did not mix it with faith.
Amen.
They did not know that they were worthy
to go into the promised land. They were discouraged by the giants. They were discouraged by the old cities. They were discouraged by the old cities. Amen. They said, we cannot. They counted themselves unworthy. So, brother, sister, don't count yourself unworthy. Don't perish at Kadesh Barnea. Because if you come to that place where you think the promise is not for you, then you go in circles. And when you go in circles, you perish in the wilderness. But when you believe the promise is for you, you cross over Jordan. You come into that place where you can stop with him, where he can become one with you, where you can stand. And I say, I know that in this hour, God has chosen me. It's not man who has chosen me.
It's not man who has chosen me.
Amen. So we are so thankful, brother, sister. Because this is the message that we have heard. God is so desirous to be one with his people. God wants to be in you. Amen. Kwete kuti unongoti unoona Mwari muna brother.
No, that you see
Lazarus.
God in brother Lazarus.
Uona Mwari muna brother Lazarus.
You must see God in brother Lazarus.
Ndi Mwari ari kuregogonaiza Mwari ari muna brother Lazarus.
Because it's the same God that is recognizing the God in brother Lazarus.
Amen. Kwete kuti ungoona iwe ungoti ah mino ndo ma Christ Jesus ah.
Look at him and say, ah, these ones are the ones we are just
ine handi aiya. Aiwa.
We are just trying. No.
Kana uri pano hama hanzvadzi.
If you are here.
Uri pano nokuti Mwari wanda kuti unge uri pano.
You are here because God wants you to be.
Wanda kuti unge uri mwana wavo.
He wants you to be his son or daughter.
Mwari havaiti half vana.
God does not make half children.
Amen. Hanzi hakuna shiri nhema nechena.
There is no bird that is black and white.
Amen. Either you are Be white, cannot be black.
Either it's a white bird or black bird.
Amen. Saka na amanzvadzi. Mwari vanoita makristo akakwana.
God does not make half Christians.
Amen. Makristo mahafu taneta now.
We are tired of half Christians.
Makristo hafu.
Half Christian.
Vanonetsa, vanotinetsa along the way.
They will give us trouble along the way.
Oh, those are tinetsa kedu now.
We will not be troubled by their presence.
As along the way, brother, sister,
there's
things which discourage people. Amen.
That is why, brother, at this hour, it is required that we live a straight life. It is required.
Amen.
That we live a life that is without question.
Amen. With nokuti kana pane zvinhu zvinenge zvine mubvunzo.
Because if there are things that are questionable.
Kana vanhu vachinzwa evangeri.
As people are
vakagara mukati.
Sitting in the
vane mubvunzo pamusoro kana upenyu hwangu inini.
And they have questions about the preacher.
No matter how much I preach.
Chero
ndikaparidza.
Even if I preach.
Mbeu iyo inge iri mbeu yeshoko ramwari.
The seed will be the seed of the word.
Asi mbeu yakuwira pakati pemakato.
But it's the seed that's falling upon the thorns.
Amen. Yokuti kana inobuda mbeu iyoyo.
That seed will germinate.
Asi kana yabuda.
But if it
haichaiti zvainotarisirwa kuti iye inoita.
It will not flourish as it's supposed to.
Ndosaka hamanzvadzi.
That is why,
upenyu hwako.
Your life.
Upenyu hwangu.
My life.
Unofanirwa kunge huri upenyu hwakachena.
Must be a clean life.
Kuti kana shoko ramwari richiuya.
That when the word of God comes.
Upenyu hwedu.
In our life.
Hauwani muine makato.
It will not find thorns.
Haikona kubatirira pane zvimwe zvinhu.
Do not hold on to self.
Kana pane chausinganzwisisi pamusoro pangu.
If there is something you don't understand about. Zvinani
huya utibvunze.
Better you come and ask me.
Amen. Usabvunza umwe munhu.
Don't ask me.
Nokuti hasiye inini.
Because that next brother is not me.
Amen. Kana ukasabvunza uchingoti ah.
If you don't ask.
Ndakanzwa zvakadai siwo pamusoro pa brother Lazarus. Sorry,
so.
Ungochengeta.
Just keep it.
Zvinhu zvokuti ma masanzwa wakuisa mukati meupenyu hwako.
You are taking thistles and putting them in.
Wokuti chero paunoverenga shoko ramwari.
So when you read the word.
Amen. Chinoitika ndechekuti wakutsvaga kuti.
What happens now is.
Ndepapi parikutaura brother Lazarus Ngwarati nezviya zvandakanzwa.
You'll be looking where this brother Lazarus Ngwarati.
Hauchananganisi shoko neupenyu hwako iwewe.
You're not looking at the word as the word.
Kana uchiverenga shoko ramwari.
As you are reading the word.
Uchiteerera message yemuprofita.
Listening to the message of the prophet.
Have nothing at the back part of your mind.
Usava nechiri museri
kwepfuma. About anyone else.
Pamusoro pemumwe munhu.
About whatever is happening.
Pamusoro pezviri kuitika.
The best thing you do for yourself.
Chaunogona kuzviitira
chakanaka. Is to know that messenger.
Tarisa mutumwa.
He has been sent to me.
Kuziya kuti akatumirwa ini.
Whatever he is going to say.
Chero zvaachataura.
Is about my life.
Ari kutaura pamusoro peupenyu
hwangu. Whatever he is directing.
Zvaari kuti
he is directing me to Christ.
Ari kuti chingamirira kuna Kristu.
He is not directing me.
Haasi kuti chingamira.
To head brother Ben there.
Kuti ndinge ndiri sa brother Ben.
He is not directing me.
Haasi kuti chingamirira.
To head brother Ben.
Kuti ndivenge brother Ben.
He is not directing me.
Haasi kuti chingamirira.
Not to be loving the pastor here.
Kuti ndide mufudzi.
He is not directing me.
Haasi kuti chingamirira.
To do any other thing to any brother.
Kuti ndide chimwe chinhu kune chero hama.
But the messenger.
Haasi mutumwa.
What was his message?
Maridzo yake ndei.
To forerun. The coming of Christ for the second time. The coming of Christ into your own life. Amen. The message we have is not for us to be poking at one another. The message we have, amen, which the prophet has brought, is for us to be able to see Christ in our own lives. Amen. Amen. That's the only thing which the prophet was pointing us to. Amen. So I'm so thankful, brother, sister, for the message of the hour. There's one thing which I desire, that I see God in his children, that I see God in my own life, that my life can be an influence which brings God's children to be able to see Christ. Amen.
That is the only thing that must be the influence of your life.
Your influence, if you say you have met up with Christ, is for people to see Jesus. Says we'll see Jesus. Amen. That question is one which we are asking. We want to see Christ in your life. Because this is the time when God is seeking for fruit. Amen. What kind of fruit are you bringing? Amen. Because the Master, he seeketh for fruit. Don't have an excuse and say it's not the season. Amen. Pese pese mwari panoda chibereko.
Every other time God desires fruit.
No season yacho iyoyo.
That becomes the season.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
When God requires you to show love. That's the season. Amen. Amen. Because he's the one who is directing your life. God bless you, saints.
Old habits, they die hard. Oh, but we thank God. He wants to be one with his children. It's so pleasing, brother and sister, to realize that it is God who has this desire. If God desires it, and if you accept it, nothing will stand on the way. God's purpose will be fulfilled. The devil might not like it. We don't care about it. But as long as it is the desire of God, I want to assure you, brother, if you also desire to be one with God, it will come to pass. Remember, a pardon is only a pardon. Only when it is accepted, God has extended his olive leaf to you that he wants to be one with you. If you accept it this morning, it is possible, brother. You can even receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost to fill yourself for this life, so that when he comes, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, you will be able to be with him right in the air, and you will be one with him. We are so thankful unto the Lord for speaking to our hearts. We are so thankful unto the Lord for using our brother to our benefit. Satan is a loser. He has been exposed. Hate has been exposed. You can't be one with God when you hate your brother. You are only one with God when you show love. Because God is love. God bless you as you stand on our feet.